welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm David Silvani. This is Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. And with me tonight, I have Miss Tam with us. How are you, Tam?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, David?
So far, it's a nice, chilly evening in upstate New York, and I'm doing pretty good. And we have Miss Elizabeth Long.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad. So, right now, since we don't have any callers on hold right now, why don't we just start off with Bold and the Beautiful, and Liz, hang in there, okay?
I will.
Okay. Take it, Tam. What do you like so far?
What do I like?
Yeah.
Well, I do love watching Quinn, even though I don't like what Quinn's doing. I love watching her. And I wish that the burglary today, that was interesting. I was curious if anybody saw that and what, you know,
what's
the tie in there?
You know who that is? I know.
Is it Chaz Bono?
That's Chaz Bono.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
He sounds like his father.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He sounds like his father. That's interesting. Yeah. So I'm curious and really interested to see where this is going. Is Chaz or is I forget Chaz's character's name. Oh, my goodness.
He was the minister that wed Wyatt and Steffi.
Yeah, I'll just call him the minister or the preacher. So is he and Quinn tied into this? And is the wedding legit? Is the the marriage certificate?
I don't know. I don't think Quinn would have anything to do with him. That's the last thing she'd want to know. Would you think that if their marriage is illegitimate, Quinn would do everything in her power to save that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I did think that was Quinn going after Liam, though.
I did, too. I thought for sure it was Quinn. And then I was like, oh, my goodness. So we know Quinn's going to try, we get the impression that Quinn's going to try to even kill Liam again to stop him from breaking up that marriage, which she can't have Liam. So why does she care? Other than, I guess, why it's her son, though. As quickly as I said that, I retract that. You always want
your best for
your children.
It's awful. It's interesting to see where she was going to end up next, because after taking that walk.
Yes. I'm not sure where she was going. Quinn's an interesting little character.
Yes, she is. She's keeping the show interesting.
She really is.
On the other hand, yes, she is. On the other hand, Sir Bill is being a total jackass right now.
Oh, my goodness, he is.
I can't believe just after that. And if Brooke, so help me, says, okay, oh, my God, I think I'm done. I can't believe she drew it.
And just because your wife said, go ahead and be with my sister, I know you really want to. Okay, I will. Really?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why the writers are going in that direction. I just think they should be more creative. You know, I mean, we've been there, done that. Fans didn't care for the storyline, and that looks like they're maybe going back to that. I don't know. And Brooke, for heaven's sake, she's in and out of love quicker than anybody. When did Bill become her first love, her one and only love? When did that happen?
Probably right after Ridge said he didn't want her anymore.
Yeah.
Sort of missing that. I'm sort of missing the Ridge and Brooke now. I know I never really liked them, before, but I'm missing it. Can you? Does that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of history between those two characters. So, you know, and I was reading the possibility they may age their son. Did you read
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did.
So I don't
I
know.
Did see that.
Yeah.
One thing good came out of it is that the secret's out about Douglas. And Brooke put in her words what she wanted, and she wanted Ridge to just treat Rick with more respect than he's
yeah.
been given by him, because he deserves to be. Actually, both of them, like I said, I go, this is my old standby because I can't make up my mind which man is the most pompous ass of the group.
Yeah, that's a tough one. There.
Yeah, that
Ridge
is a tough one.
Ridge is pretty arrogant. And I'm not really so sold on why is it so bad that people find out that Douglas is his father, you know, other than, you know, she's saying, well, I don't want to drag myself and the baby through all of that and people find out.
Oh, let me see. Oh, okay. We do have someone coming online. Let me see. It's one. Let me see who this is. Hello, this is Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. Who's calling, please? Can you hear anybody? I can.
I don't hear anybody.
I don't hear anybody answering. Hello, Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. I'm going to put him on here because I couldn't hear anyone. No one was talking. Maybe they just want to listen. Sometimes we can get those people that come in accidentally. So where do you want to go from there? Let me see. Are we waiting for the secret to Douglas to really get out?
Oh, that's going to come out. I think it's going to come out.
You
At this
think
point,
it'll
though,
be
I really
explosive?
Don't know what the. I don't. I'm not really sure what the damage would be. You know, I think there are bigger secrets out there, but I'm not sure what the damage would be. You know that. Bill's not going to keep that a secret. Bill's a man who has to have the last word.
Yeah, he is. He is. Is there anything else? Let me see. What else? We got Douglas is the big story. We got a wedding. We got a marriage that so far may or may not be legal, because it doesn't sound like the Reverend is legal.
Yes, right.
And maybe it has nothing to do with the wedding per se. Maybe he's coming to warn them that the wedding wasn't legal because of another reason.
Yeah, that very well could be.
Let me
Caroline.
See. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, go. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go on. Take it.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you know, Caroline really kind of, you know, begging Bill to understand her position about Douglas. That just popped in my head. But we're talking about this wedding. Yeah. I'm not sure how
sure.
legit this wedding is. I just have a feeling that, you know, it's not. You know, and Steffi got the tattoo rings.
Yep, the tattoo
rings. To solidify
rings.
The marriage. Yeah, you know, to solidify the marriage, and I think it takes more than a tattoo.
Yep, it does. I think that's... I know, where have I seen that before? I've seen that in another show before. Oh, Billy and Victoria, Ben. But I think that's tacky.
Yes. I do, too.
Okay, so let's go on to GH.
Okay.
And all right, we got Julian is screwed, and let's go on from there.
I don't know how the writers are going to come back from Julian killing Carlos and Julian manhandling Alexis. I'm very upset about that. Watching him grab her hand like that really upset me.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of respect for Julian. I mean, it's bad enough that he killed Carlos, but when he did that to Alexis, then I love Will, but I don't like your character right now. So how are they going to redeem Julian in this mess? And he went all the way to the pier to burn a shirt?
Yeah, I know. All the way to the pier.
All the way to the pier, and he just happened to have lighter fluid in his pocket. Oh, Alexis, you are in a mess.
Yes.
So I'm curious to see where the writers
are
going to go. So, although Ava
I am
ran
very
over
curious
Jason.
About.
Yeah.
We
Ava
know
ran over
that
Jason. Nothing happened there. So.
We know that Tyler is being temporarily replaced right now.
Yes. I think Spencer has to know that his daddy is okay. I just can't think that this intelligent child is that despondent because he doesn't seem upset at all.
He doesn't.
And yeah, and I can't think that he is, you know, that upset that he's in denial. He doesn't appear in denial. And what did you think about the little heart gift that he gave Emma?
Oh, I don't know.
That was today. It looked like it had a diamond in the center of it. And he told her to keep it a secret.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if there's a clue in there.
And I did like this scene with Jason in the mirror, his reflection in the mirror as he was listening to the children talk. I did like that scene. And, of course, you know,
yeah.
Spencer and Emma are such cute little guys. They're cute little characters.
Oh, we have Carolyn. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, David.
Hi.
How's it going?
We're doing fine. We're almost on the days right now. We're doing GH, and thank you for joining us.
And who is on with you?
We have Tamara, and we have Liz.
Yeah. Tamara and Liz.
Right.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Tamara.
Hi. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I'll just listen in to...
Yep.
Hear what's going on with. Are you with General Hospital now?
Yes, we are. We're talking with General Hospital right now.
Okay.
And so, I like I said, this this little boy seems so torn up maybe inside that maybe he can't say anything. Maybe he's afraid.
That could be.
And maybe he gave Emma a sign.
Or a diamond, and a diamond.
And a diamond. Oh, and a diamond, yeah. That diamond is... that diamond is really something. About how many are there, you think, are going around now?
I'm guessing there's probably 6 to 8 remaining. Yeah, that's just a guess. I just remember them falling on the floor and Nick trying to scoop them up and Elizabeth came in. So Elizabeth knows about the diamonds. Naomi asked Hayden, a.k.a. Rachel, today, how many people know about the diamonds? Well, Jordan knows. Hayden knows. Well,
no.
Liz knows.
Nicholas.
And,
I think we have a call. Let's see if we can take this call. Take to radio. This is David. Welcome. Well, I guess he bowed out, huh? That dropped. Call dropped.
Oh.
Okay. So we have all these diamonds floating around. And possibly Emma's going to get one. And there is a big secret. I don't know if it's fact or fiction yet, but I think Naomi has a hunch who Elizabeth is.
I would love for Elizabeth and Hayden to be
sisters. She is furious.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, sipping on you.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you think?
She was asking her, you know, oh, absolutely. There's a connection there. I would love for writers to go ahead and rewrite history. And Jeff Weber adopted Liz. And Raymond Berlin, who's sitting in prison that, you know, Liz doesn't like, is really her father. How crazy would that be? And she and Hayden are half-sisters. Hayden needs some family, other than being married to Nick.
Yeah, she does. It would be nice if... it would be nice if they got some... Yeah, if Liz got some more family.
Even if it's Hayden, who she hates.
Yeah, and I don't know my GH history, but did we ever know who her mother was?
Guys,
yes,
we have Teresa on the line, and she wants to talk about GH.
Okay, great.
Okay, Teresa.
Actually, it's Lisa. Hello, David.
Oh,
I'm
Lisa.
Samantha. Sorry about that. I thought you said Teresa. Sorry.
That's okay.
How are we doing today? Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, great. How are you, Lisa?
Good, good. I missed the end of today's show. Can somebody catch me up on the end of the show today?
Tim, I sort of missed the last edge, too.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What was the last part that you saw today, Lisa?
I actually think the last thing I saw was the scene with Emma and Spencer and Jason looking through the mirror and hearing them.
Oh, okay. Did you see the little gift from Emma or from Nicholas?
Yes.
Or, well,
yes.
Nicholas from, yes.
That's
did that look like a heart, a diamond in the heart to you?
Yes, I think one of that diamonds got put in that heart.
Yes, I do too.
I don't know how Spencer got the diamonds. I guess he found them.
Yeah, because Emma had asked him, why aren't you sad? And he said, well, I don't want to grieve my dad twice. And I thought, my goodness.
Yeah, I have a feel. I have a feeling that there's. He knows that Nick is not dead, and just the way he said he's not coming back here. I think Nick has gave him a heads up. I don't think he has the kid thinking he's dead. I think the kid knows.
Yes, I think he does too. That's what I had said to David earlier. I think he does too. He's a very intelligent child, obviously. So, he's not asking those questions, what do you think happened to my dad? Where is my dad? He's the one confidently saying, my dad's never coming back here, Grandma.
Never coming back. And he's not
yes.
And he's not even distraught.
No,
right.
And it's never coming back here. He
here.
Didn't say never
exactly.
Come right. He said here. I rewound it, and he did say here. So that to me sounds like someone who knows, his dad's alive, but he's trying to stay away from Windermere at this moment.
Yes. I think that Nick's intended to get to nail Hayden for this and then got Jason.
Yeah, Jason
and
happened to come in at the wrong time. I believe that too.
Yes. Did you see the part where Hayden stood up, her mom? Laura was saying, anybody else want to say anything? And Hayden just sat there, and then Naomi nudged her and made her go up there, and then Hayden stands up and thanks everyone for coming, and everyone loved Nick, and something to the effect that none of you stopped loving him no matter what. Okay.
Right.
So, Laura, then, did you see that part where Laura thanked Hayden, and they had a little silent
I missed
it.
Yeah, I know. I missed that part.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, they had a little, and then during that moment of silence is when Naomi said to her, to Hayden, who else knows about the diamonds?
Oh.
And then, And then, Dante asked Sam where Jason was, basically, and she said she had no idea where he was. And Dante said they were looking for him, and he also said, Jason saved my life, and I won't forget that. So,
yeah.
And then Liz walked over and said, told Sam to tell Jason to be very careful. Some things seem very wrong.
Wow.
And then Dante kept watching Sam got a text from Jason that said, I'm out. And then, so Sam excused herself, and then Dante gets on his phone. Dante's talking to Lulu and says, I got to take a call outside. And then he calls and asks for someone to, put a tell on Sam, because she thinks that she'll lead him to Jason,
knows.
Which she will. Yes.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, wow. I know. I missed all of that. But
yeah.
I think Dante... Because Jason saved his life, I don't think Dante is ready to turn him in just yet.
Yeah, I don't either. Well,
I think he learned that lesson from Michael, I think. maybe you get the story straight before you turn them in.
Yes.
Right.
All right, well,
and then
thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, did you see Maxie went to see Griff, and she said she wanted to tell him about what was going on between she and Griff. Was like, oh, no, I'm the last person you need to tell. And she goes, why would you say that? So that was to the end
so
of the
I
show.
Think that little scar, that gunshot scar, we kind of all have assumed now that that was Nathan shooting Claudette's lover.
Griff.
Yeah. And he was Claudette's lover probably before he became a priest.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was trying to figure out how that would be if he's a priest. But it had to be before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, before. I think it was before he was a priest.
Yeah, I do too. I think maybe this incident made him turn and say,
"That's
well,
what I was just
going to
say." Exactly what I was just going to say. Maybe that's what made him decide to become a priest.
And real quickly, Naomi asked Liz how long she's lived in Port Charles, and Liz replied, "Since I was a teen, that her parents were overseas, and that you know she and her sister came to live with her grandparents." So Naomi was very curious about Liz. So I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. I didn't mean to.
Do we know who Liz's mom is?
That was my question. I don't know my.
Yeah.
I don't know my GH history that well. Was it ever mentioned?
Nobody really knows.
It was. I was thinking that her mom's name had been mentioned in the past, but right now my mind is blank on the. We know that Jeff is her father and Sarah is her sister. I was thinking somewhere along the line they mentioned who her mentioned her mother's name, but right now I can't even think of it.
I wonder if Mama Mel's listening. She would definitely have the answer to this.
Oh, yes, she would. She absolutely would.
Mel, if you're out there, call in so we can get the answer to this question. All right, thank
well, Lisa,
you so much
thank
for
you.
Catching me up.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thank you,
no
Lisa.
Problem.
Great talking to you again.
Great to talk to you guys, too. Have a great weekend, you guys.
You too.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
All right, I'll see you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Tam.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right,
yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now, anything else with GH?
Well, it's kind of ironic
that we like. What do we like?
What do we like?
Nathan and Maxie.
Well, I'd like to see Maxie with Griffin, actually. But I do like Nathan and Maxie, but I'd just like to see Maxie with Griff.
With Griff for a while. We know that Claudette's on her way.
Yes.
And we know who she one of our favorites is being played by one of our favorites, Miss Bree Williamson.
Yes,
ex-Jessica
I'm so excited
Buchanan.
To see her. Yeah.
I'm so grateful to see her come back on the daytime screen again. I miss seeing her.
Me too. She's going to do a great job.
She is. She's going to knock the hell out of Nathan and Maxie.
Yes.
And I think we have a story coming. We have a big one. I think this is going to send fireworks everywhere. And my question is, do you think has Griff placed Nathan yet? Has he remembered him? He's praying.
I think he does, because remember when he saw him in the the floating rib, and he goes, "It's him or it's you," and he dropped his beer when he saw Nathan. It was for Maxie's engagement party, and he saw
right.
him, and he dropped his beer. And so I thought, oh, he knows him.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think, and he's trying to figure out why the good Lord put him back in his front porch, so to speak.
Yes.
Griff is sorry for the part he played in all of it. So I think my guess is he turned to God for guidance.
Yes.
I
agree.
Think he's a good man deep down. I think he's a good man deep down, and I think this is what this story is going to make it good, because there's no straight black, there's no straight white. Everyone is sort of like on equal footing. No one can prejudge another. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So I'm looking forward to this story. And then another story is coming up. We know that Ashley Jones is coming back for Christina. And she'll be tantalizing Christina while Christina is still trying to find herself with this new boy, Aaron.
Because
she's not sure where she is at right now.
Right. And I think Aaron has a lot of backstory to him, too. I don't think he's some poor college kid. He may be in college, but I don't think this kid is poor.
Yeah. I think she's going to give it the college try with him, but I don't know if her heart's going to be in the right place. And that'll be interesting
right.
to see, because she's not sure where her heart is. And she's probably afraid to go toward Parker's way.
Right. And I think that she's so conflicted inside. I think her brain is saying one thing and her heart is saying something else. You know, and she immediately, after she, you know, he left, and then she went to the park and she called Parker and left her a message and said she really needed to talk to her. So.
So that's all on the GH front that I can think of right now. So how about we skip on the day? Are you
okay,
ready, lady?
Okay, before we leave. Yes, can I just say quickly, Andrea Trent is Elizabeth's mother's name, and I have to give it to Mama Mel for commenting and sending that to me. She's listening. So,
oh, okay.
Thank you for that. Yes, Andrea Trent. I couldn't remember that. So thank you, Melinda.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, ladies, are we ready for days?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll pick out a name and let's go from there. You ready?
Go ahead.
Nicole.
Oh, goodness.
Boy, she's lost her edge. The one time when I really wanted her to be that nasty, selfish being to bring down Deimos, and, you know, She's a good person, and look where it's getting her.
Did you see her go after Kate today?
I did not see that one today.
I'll probably see that tomorrow.
I loved it.
Bella the lawyer said, "Don't text her, don't call her, don't anything." And the next scene, there she was at the door. Kate opened the door and she just smacked her in the face.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And she's going to frame her, isn't she?
She's trying hard. But Nicole's on to her.
You know, this has happened before. Wasn't it Kate who framed Sammy for murder?
Yes.
So
yes.
It's they're kind of resurrecting some stuff, but oh well.
And Kate has Aiden in the mix. He needs money. He's desperate for money. So she's going to give him $250,000 to come up with a marriage certificate.
Yeah, I saw that. I just hope that Hope steers clear of him.
Yeah, Aiden's turning into a
He's turning into something else.
Yeah.
We thought maybe he was clean.
Huh.
I thought that the last at our last show, I had said that, you know, I just the moment I thought, oh yeah, okay, Aiden, he is a good guy after all, and then I'm not so sure.
No, no, not at all, not at all. Because remember, he originally was hired by the Daenerys to get Hope to fall in love with him. So, I do not like him. And he's such a wuss, you know. Hope needs a man. That's, yeah.
Yes, he does.
The only man, the only like manly thing he did was, and the thing is, he lied. He said that they switched people. I think they said right after they got engaged. No, they didn't. You know, he's lying because they switched. They switched him with the fake Aiden that night on the wedding night.
Right. I wondered
right.
if that was a writer's blooper or if that's just him lying,
he's
getting
lying.
Tripped up in his lies. Yes. Okay.
Well, he's lying. So I do not like him.
Now, what does everybody think of the storyline with Hope? And it's reminding me of A Christmas Carol.
Oh. You know what? I got to say this. It just reminded us of the glory days. I don't know if the writers wanted to give the fans better closure to that. And then to see Zach, you know, little sailor man, that was really cool. But
yeah.
It does remind me that, you know, it,
of a
right
happier
now,
time.
I've seen a lot of fan comments on Facebook about it, and it's just not, it's just right now the storylines, I don't know, it's just, you've got these strong characters like Bo and Hope, and you know, it just it takes you back, and you know, I'd like to see good things happen to the characters, not always bad. So that's why I'm pulling for Hope and Race to get together, and of course his mom invites her friend to come visit to try to distract Race away from Hope. So I just, you know, I just want to see some happiness. So.
Well, now Rafe's mother has a friend. Is it Blanca?
Yeah, she came. Had that friend.
Blanca.
You know, has that friend coming in to try to, you know, hoping that a romance starts there, and then we're doing another repeat storyline with Sierra falling for Chad. If you remember, Abby fell for Austin, you know, several years back and kind of messed up that relationship for a little while. Austin
yeah,
and Carrie
remember
kind of
that.
Messed him up for a little while. So, you know, I'm sure you've seen pictures of the new person, I forget her name, but the new actress who's been cast as Abby. So, you know, hopefully, because this is what, how many times has that role of Abby been recast? I think this might be the third time,
did
right?
A couple.
I'd rather they recast a character than like kill him off or something. So
get rid of her completely.
Well,
yeah.
I heard that Abby's going to escape from the mental institution, and I don't know whether she gets a new. She's going
to
have
well,
a new look
be
because
a fire.
She's going to come back on. Yeah, what's then the new girl is going to appear, so I don't know how they're going to handle that.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think I miss the days when they would just say, you know, Billy Abbott is being played by Jason Thompson.
But,
you know, I miss the days. I miss those. You guys miss that? I miss that. I wish they would just go back to that.
Yeah.
Did they have to be announcing that almost once a week these days?
That's true.
Years
yeah.
ago, it was like, you know, after 5 years or 10 years, and then they were going to be replaced. Now it's every week there's a new face and a new person.
But I don't mind recasting. I mean, for a while, I remember Robert Telker Kelly replaced Bo.
Played Bo for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
That
was one successful recast.
Oh, that one?
And
then there were a couple Billies. you know, so.
Yeah.
And the storyline with is it Flynn and Kayla?
Oh,
that's
Flynn
that's
and
kind
Kayla,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
But I hear that he's leaving.
I hear he's leaving too. That storyline for me was a flop. For me.
Yeah.
I didn't see any chemistry between those two, for me anyway.
No.
With Finn?
Flynn,
with Kayla
yeah.
and Finn?
Yeah,
Kayla and Flynn for me flopped.
Well, Finn was, he won a contest to be on the show.
Oh, did he?
For 18 weeks, and then they extended it?
Yeah,
they
extended him a little bit, and now, yeah, he was a contest
winner. I'm getting the feeling he's supposed to be like the replacement for Daniel Jonas.
Daniel,
you know,
yeah.
you need that kind of quirky hunk of a doctor, which you know you have to suspend belief because he not only performed heart surgery heart replacement surgery, but then he's also helping to develop like an anecdote or study anecdotes for the strange virus, and he does all this stuff. It's like, yo, that always amuses me on the soap operas that these doctors do everything.
I do think we have a call. Let's see. Hello, 317. You're on the air with Take Two Radio. That call dropped. Okay.
I think they're camera shy, David.
They could be. Okay. So where were we? Okay, yeah, Finn. We're back with Finn. Yeah, he was a contest winner. And I agree with Carolyn and Liz and all that said that I liked him as a Daniel replacement, that same type of character.
Yeah, it's like they needed the hunky doctor, you know, with the GQ look, that's what he's doing. So.
No, he had.
And that hunky doctor is missing.
Yeah.
So the hunk.
I like Flynn. I just don't like Flynn with Kayla.
I just
didn't feel anything
there.
I would have liked to have seen Flynn with Teresa because she's a little firecracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a little item there. Now, you all read that Jen is leaving.
Yes.
Yeah. Bummed about that.
And how many besides me are depressed?
Oh, that she's leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bad girl with girls with too fast.
Liz?
But I liked her.
I like her too. She's grown
she
on
grew
me.
In, she grew into the part.
She grew into the part.
She was feisty with Kate, and she could, you know, stand up to Nicole, and that storyline was pretty good. But maybe she, you know, just doesn't have her heart in it. She's a singer, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just think all the demand. You know, that's got to be. I'm in community theater, and I tell you what, it is to learn lines, and that's more.
Yeah.
You know, that's where in our theater, I get like a little over a month to memorize. You think about what they've got to do. It's like, you know, if they're in there every day. It's like, wow, they've got a lot to memorize.
Yeah.
So that's got to be tough. And I think it was hard on her. I mean, I admire them for that. I'm sad to see them go, but I can understand it.
Just the stress level. I think they get the script the day before because they don't want anybody to know what's going on.
I don't know if it's the day before, but But yeah, that's got to be tough. You know.
Now back to Hope. Can someone fill me on who is Larry?
Larry Welch.
Oh yeah, he was a district attorney. This was years ago.
He was the district attorney.
And he was in the pocket of the Damaris. I forget how it happened, but Hope was kind of forced into marrying him. But the day of the wedding, Bo had a PI. He worked as a private investigator, and this guy, Howie, who was this little frumpy guy that smoked cigars, he had when Larry and Hope went to get married, and he throws open the veil, it's Howie who's standing there. And Bo had gotten to Hope and took her off on the motorcycle, but eventually I think they blackmailed her or something. I think they said they were going to hurt Bo or whatever, so she ended up marrying Larry Welch. She was married to him for a little while, but there was no love there.
No.
So they brought him back. Was it yesterday or today?
It was the show on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, for Hope to come back to face her demons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was one of my favorites.
He was pretty hard on her. He was pretty hard on her.
Yeah, he was.
So,
he was always
David, Larry
wise.
Must have died then, right?
I can't remember.
Did Larry get
killed? I can't remember
show?
That far back.
Yeah, I thought Larry died.
Well, he must have since they brought him back. Since Bo brought him back, he must have, yeah. Because Stefano was there and Zach. Oh, I just thought that was so awesome. So.
And the son Zach. How old
was he? Oh, wasn't that sad?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was crying. I was actually crying on that scene.
I watched it. I was watching it at work on my app today, so I couldn't cry because I didn't, you know.
Oh.
I wanted to, but it's like, no, must not mess up my makeup at work. Or they'll sit there and go, why is she crying? What is going on with her? So.
Now, what happened with Zach, and how old was he?
Wasn't he like 5?
I would say he looked about 16.
Oh, but I know, but I think he was 5 when he got killed.
He got hit
by a car. Bo had a daughter by somebody else. I forget who it was. And
Bo had a daughter by Billy.
Oh, Billy. Okay. And Bo didn't know it until later, but she was like a real brat, and she was driving a car and hit Zach. So.
Well, I thought the storyline, he's an adult now, and he was telling Hope that she's a good mother and.
Yeah,
he was little.
He was like about, I don't know, he was like 5 or 6. Because maybe it was Sean Douglas that Bo called Sailor Man. It might have been Sean Douglas, his nickname when he was little. I forget which one now.
It could have been.
You mean for
that?
Wasn't
so,
because remember when Bo and Hope left the show for a while, and it was because they bought a boat and were going to sail around with Sean Douglas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was Zach known as like Isaac or Isaiah before they knew he was Zach?
I can't remember that
far. No, I can't remember either.
Okay. That was a long time ago.
It is.
Yeah.
A couple of years.
Well, it was a very emotional scene with Hope, and she said that she's thought about him every day.
Yeah.
It
was great.
Yeah.
But will this, do you
yeah,
think
Larry
this
was killed
going
in
to
Colorado
help Hope come forward? Do you think all of this is going to help bring Hope come forward and make her final decision?
I don't know.
I think so. I hope so. I think so. need more happiness instead of so much doom and gloom on our soaps. For me, it's their escape.
Well, Rafe looked very interested in Blanca. His he had a big smile on his face, so now there's another dynamic to all that's going on.
I know, but he at this point he still loves Hope. I can't believe Hope would even consider Aiden. I mean, I know she loved him, but after what he did, I mean, he admitted he did not love her in the beginning. So that's what just blows my mind. She was used. So I'm amazed.
Well, Hope's in a really bad place now. I think that's, you know, when she's just going over her life and what's gone on. And then the Larry, I mean, he said that she is worse than he ever was
because she killed Stefano.
Stefano, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're really playing on her emotions right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, and before we end on Days and go to Y&R, there's one item that I found interesting, and that is that Brandon Beamer is back.
Yay!
Hey, thanks. And the reason is, I don't know if you saw this, they let him go without looking at his contract cycle. They didn't realize that he just started his cycle, and that's why they let him go. But then they brought him back after they made it. So what do you think about those little issues? I'm glad he's back.
I wish
it would happen with Martha.
Yeah, that's too bad. And that Lonnie character, I mean, too bad she's turning out to be a bit of a wackadoodle. I hope it doesn't go anywhere with them. Is Martha leaving because they didn't renew her contract, or why is she going?
Martha was leaving. Martha's gone. I guess the last tape date was April 8th. So I think she's officially gone. Her and Brandon both finished April 8th, and then later then we found out that they made a mistake with Brandon.
Right.
So he's
back. Martha, did she plan on staying a short time, or...
I don't think so.
That's just odd. I just don't get why they're doing this. I mean, you need those solid couples.
You do.
You need those. And I just don't get it. And I'm sorry. You know, I try not to be too critical. I'm just not impressed with the teams that are on that show now, and maybe it's more the storylines that they've been given.
It could be.
And maybe it's,
I mean, how many
compare,
times have they changed writers?
Yeah.
It's
but,
the
you know,
writing
change.
You
think, yeah, but you think back to like Bo and Hope, the Carrie, Austin, Sammy, and Lucas, and all of those. Jennifer and Jack when they were young, who was it, Melissa, and I forget, and Pete. You remember though, and those were, I don't know, I don't know if it's a blend. It's got to be a blend of the characters, or the actors, and the writing the writers. But they were just like awesome, and it's like I have nothing, you know, I'm not against having teens come in. You need that, but
yeah, you need the teens sometimes.
I'm just not. They're not doing anything for me here.
Well, the couples have always been the backbone of the the storyline, and there doesn't seem to be the strength in the,
yeah,
in the younger ones.
Yeah, no, I'm just not feeling. I mean, some of the teens of years ago, they were, you know, kind of delinquents and did bad things too, but they still, I don't know, they still were strong characters. They were likable characters. Or you love to hate them. Like Sammy, when she was on her little man's,
yeah, she was awful.
Think, like, and you're like, my God, this is Marlena's daughter. Good, good, pure, loving Marlena. This is her,
yeah,
daughter, the spawn of Satan. But still, there was something that you liked about the Sammy character, whether you loved to hate her or whether you're like, all right, Sammy. I don't know what it was, but.
Yeah, she had the spunk, and she was a little spitfire. I mean, the storyline with Joey, I mean, I was watching it today, and I said, he just has no, there's just no oomph there at all. You know, as Kayla's,
yeah,
raking him over the coals.
Like,
and, I mean, the things that he's done, it's
yeah, it
unbelievable.
Is.
Unbelievable.
The thing is, the kids are green. See,
yeah.
See, I. This is probably their first shot. They're green. They don't know what to do. I mean, I've seen it on other soaps. You know, ones that are just, that's their first time. That's their first air time. They're green. They don't understand the whole thing. But I think once that, you know, they get the hang of it, and if they're given enough time to get the hang of it, then they're going to swing.
Who is the actor that plays JJ's friend, the drug dealer? Did
Jade?
Anyone see that? What's his name?
Oh, not his girlfriend, Jade?
No, no, not the girlfriend.
No, 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 no.
JJ.
JJ Devereaux.
JJ's drug dealer.
The one that he was trying to help?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They brought him back, and his hair is really, really long. Now, I think he's a really good little actor, but he doesn't seem to get the recognition. But they've brought him in. He's really angry with JJ,
yeah,
because JJ said that he's going to get him off, and he's, you know, he's a rookie, and he shouldn't have said that. And I think he's one of the stronger. Teams that are on the show.
Yeah,
did
yes,
anyone
maybe.
Think of Bill? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry when I do that. Did anyone? I thought of Billy Jack today in the scenes with, you know, the lady defending the kids, saying, you know, we're not like that. He's one of us, and it just was reminiscent to me of Billy Jack movie. You know, in the song. You know, do you guys remember?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else on days? Because we can go on to YNR. Anything?
Well, I think we pretty well...
You think we pretty well...
Well, I want to know what's going to happen with... Deimos, if he's going to, you know, he's lost his memory, or somebody's going to pick him up and bring him back to health. I wonder how
someone is going to find him. I do know who that is, but I don't want to know. Did I tell you? Yeah, I'll tell you.
What do you think, girls? What do you think, girls?
I know.
You
want to know who
I read it somewhere.
Okay.
Say that again?
You say it, Liz. You say it.
No, I think I read it. Isn't, like, doesn't he show up at a gas station?
No. There's something. But there's someone familiar that finds him, though. Someone
really?
We know who's been on the show already.
Clyde?
No.
Oh, that would be a good storyline. I thought Clyde
it would.
He was a rat, but
he would. Yeah.
He was good.
Shall I tell you?
Sure.
Go
it's
ahead.
Chloe.
Oh, I heard that she was coming back.
I'm coming back.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he going to have a memory lapse or any?
I don't know. I don't know all of it. I just know that she finds him.
Oh, okay.
I just want Victor and Maggie to get the house back.
Yeah.
Well,
Kate's in the mix, and she wants all those gazillions of dollars. She gets that marriage certificate forged from Aiden. I mean, the plot is really thickening.
Oh,
They're bringing them all in. Yeah. But Nicole's on to her. She said, "No, it's the timing. That's not right."
It's,
so we'll see.
Timing
what
is
happens.
Ripe, but it is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
so everyone,
girls, are you
stay
ready
tuned.
For? Yep, stay tuned. Are you ready for Y&R Girls? Actually, Liz and Carolyn, this part of Y&R might interest you the most. Are you ready, Tamara? Okay, on Y&R, we just found out that the latest executive producer, Jill Farron Phelps, was let go.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yep. She was let go from the show.
And has been on the show for how many years?
2012.
Wow.
Oh.
Why?
I'm going to say that there are fans are really listening right now. I mean, and fans have been listened to. They've seen all the spiel about what's going on. They're complaining about sets being destroyed. Fans don't like it. You have some stars that really don't seem to like what's going on. Fans are saying they want the show back to its original glory.
Mm-hmm. Yowza.
Well, I'm on Twitter. I've got a lot of followers on Twitter, and I'm searching out the fans, the soap fans, and some of them only have, you know, a few followers. And I go in
right.
and I tell them, fans matter. You know, they say, why is this happening? Why is that happening?
Right.
And I said, you got to get a hold of the producers, the directors, somebody that has some clout and just, you know, fans matter. And they just have to make their voice heard. Now,
yes,
I watch The Young and the Restless a little bit, so I can... I can give you a little bit of feedback, but not a lot.
Yep.
What's your favorite storyline right now?
Right now, it's watching Adam get out of these murder charges. And it's driving
me
nuts. That's what it is.
They're so absurd.
It is. It is really absurd.
I mean, it's just, somebody writes it all, and because somebody wrote something in a journal, you're going to take that as, okay, we're going to arrest Adam, and Adam, next thing you know, Adam's a silly.
It's awful, and Nick takes it as Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes
Nick's
right after him. I don't like them. I think They treat him awful, and I can't stand it. Regardless of what he has done, he is still family, and he should be treated as such. The minute he came on, that character came on, I swear you, I can tell you, they resented him since he was born.
He's definitely been the black sheep of the family.
Yeah, and we know why he has to fight.
Right. You know, he's had to fight for everything he's got. So.
Yeah. and right now he's just fighting for his life. And you know, this is my take on Adam. If you have been shot at, hit by a car, beat up in prison, almost died in a fire, watch your family, you know, I would be tired. I would be tired of the fighting.
Right.
I would just want to be with my family, and that's it. I wouldn't want to cause any more trouble anymore. And I think what some fans don't realize, and they're saying this is not our Adam we're seeing. Well, we want to see a repentative Adam. Someone who is sorry for everything he's done. And I want to see some of the family warm up to him. And I thought I saw a little glimmer of that in Victoria. What do you think?
I think so. I think there is a little glimmer there, you know, and...
No one, he needs help, and I think she's the only one really on his side right now. I think Abby is, but she's in her own mess.
Oh, yeah. Abby is in a mess. But Abby does care more about Adam, and I think Abby shows Adam more respect, too. Than
she
the
should.
Other siblings.
He wouldn't be married if it wasn't for him.
Well, that's true.
There wouldn't be a marriage. There would be a funeral.
You know, they did her stepson. Did those mean things because he had a brain tumor?
Yeah.
I was just kind of disappointed. Ah.
I know, isn't it? It's sad. I can imagine the chemistry in a children's brain, you know, reacting to that, and I can see it plausible. I think it more in kids than adults. Because the child's brain is growing each day, where an adult's is already, you know, confirmed. Max is very susceptible. So I can see that for Max. I feel bad for her. I hope they can really patch things up there, because that was really a tearjerker when she says we're a family now and we're going to do it together. And she kissed him. And he hugged her.
Yes, and that he is a great little actor. He deserves more airtime. I know the little one. Yeah, he really is a very talented child.
Yeah. See, that's one of the times when they bring in a child who's probably been in the business a while and knows how to do things.
Yes.
So let me see what else we like. Okay. Is the Christian Sully thing going to come out?
I wish it would. Good grief. But, you know, my friend says, what does it matter if it comes out or not? Because Adam really is the father.
Yeah.
I think Nick, and you know, would it solve any problem? Would it solve any issues for Nick? Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Is he going to resent Adam as usual when he finds out? that he made him grieve for nothing?
Right. You know, and the tension between the two is
already
extremely high.
Dead.
Right. And then now you have this little ditty. And poor Mariah, she's just being eaten alive holding the secret.
I know. She is. And she shouldn't. She should just take herself out of it.
Yes.
So I'm hoping for hope that Sharon comes around and does something. Like, I don't know, maybe sort of spill the truth to both Nick and Dylan, but keep her, you know, try and keep her out of it. Like, even if she gets that nurse to do something.
Right. You know,
all
I wish
cares,
writers hadn't... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All she cares about, all Sharon cares about is making sure she and Dylan are happy. And she's afraid that if she loses Sully, then she'll lose Dylan.
How sad is that to think the only reason you're with a man is because of a baby you created?
Mm-hmm. But I don't
you really
think
didn't
so.
Create.
Yeah. I think he'll stay
and
with her.
I think he would stay with her. You know, Dylan seems very, what's the word I want to say? Understanding of Sharon and, you know, her whole, is it bipolar issues and that she has, you know, and but he's starting to get a little suspicious. What's going on here? So.
Yeah, it is.
I wish the writers weren't writing Sharon so evil right now.
I know. I don't know. Can we actually paint her as evil, though?
Well, you know, evil's kind
right
of a
now?
Harsh word. Yeah, evil is kind of a harsh word. Victor is evil.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I don't think Sharon's evil, but, you know, a lot of fans don't like her, you know, for keeping the secret.
No. They want Sharon to come out of it. Fans want Sharon to come out of it unscathed. They want the character of Sharon given more respect.
Yes.
The right, you know, who's ever behind the scenes, give her more respect, which I myself plan on sending CBS a couple messages myself. But, because I have a couple ideas I'd like, and I know I'm only one person, but it's only one person and another person, but I think it's the same thing what everyone wants. They just don't want her to be used as a doormat anymore.
Right.
So in other news, maybe we'll see more of other characters come back on. Well, maybe we'll see more of Neil, more of Lauren, more of Jill. With the new changes. We saw 2 days of Jill. 2 or 3 days.
And Chloe, you know, there's rumors that Chloe's coming back.
Chloe's coming
I
back, yeah.
Yes.
I guess they're going to tie that up.
Yeah. I'm with you, David. I hope with the changes that they're experiencing that the positives are some of those that the veterans, as I call them, of daytime soap for Y&R come back. We get more airtime. We get to see them again. That, you know, we watch them and love them. So we miss them. I love seeing Jill, but the 2 days was not enough for me. I wanted to see more.
We want to see more Jill if she'll come back. The thing is that Jess is like semi-retired. And
yes,
she'll come back if it's, you know, lucrative for her to come back. If she can get her scenes in. But 2 days, I'd like to see more of her.
I would too.
Okay. Okay. And anything else on Y&R that you would like to see right now?
Well, I'm anxious to see where Phyllis is going with Lucia, or Lucia.
Luca?
L-U-C-A. Luca, but it's been pronounced. Some of the other characters say Lucia, and some say Luca. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I do. I see it a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see, you know, where Phyllis is going to go with him.
Okay, and what about Travis?
Again, to me, Travis reminds me so much of Billy. When
Billy Miller
was playing, yes, or Billy Miller was playing Billy Abbott, and you know he was at the bar, and I don't know. For me, it's kind of reminiscent of those days. I don't know when, there's something about him that he resembles that Billy to me.
Yeah, he does a little bit.
Yeah. I think that watching this summer, he and Victoria is going to be good. I think that her learning today that he used to be on Wall Street, I think that that's really going to spice some things up. Of course, we all know the characters aren't all that they seem.
No, they're not. And what do you think? Do you think Travis was hired by somebody?
I've always been suspicious of him. And I wouldn't be surprised. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not Victor. But I think the downfall is going to be Travis is really getting genuine feelings for her.
Do you think he was responsible for the oil rig?
I'm leaning in that direction. It looks like it to me.
And do you think he was working for Victor?
I do. And I think that Victor, through his connections, hired him. And then I think that Travis really did develop feelings for her along this path.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But I have a hunch that if he's a Wall Street person, I have a hunch that maybe Adam knows who he is, since that's where Adam came from too.
Right.
And maybe Victor using him as a Victor using Travis as a way to get to Adam or something?
He could be Victor's pawn. He could very well be. You know, Victor vowed he would destroy them all. And, you know, he wants to prove to them that they cannot live without him. They can't be successful. They can't be happy without him. So he's going to show them how miserable they really are. They're trying to make them miserable.
Yeah, I do too. He vows to make them all miserable since they put him here. They put him in jail. And yet he's happy. He's using Meredith as a walking.
Yeah.
He's walking all over her. So
don't they have cameras in the prison? They're able to be intimate and there's no cameras.
I know.
Ian's able to go get a tray of food. Yeah, and Ian just comes in and out. I got a stomach pain. You know, and then the next thing you see him, he's getting a tray of food, you know. Okay.
Okay. That's what we can. Okay, is there any more on YNR that we need?
Nothing for me.
Nothing for me. Liz, Carolyn, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the fans? David, I was flipping channels the other day, and Eileen Davidson, Ashley, she's on the YNR, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is her storyline? I might get hooked back on The Young and the Restless.
She's supposedly recovering from a brain tumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
She
and how's that storyline
going? And Billy.
Right.
Yeah. So is there anything, Liz or Carolyn, is there anything you would like to say to the fans before we close?
This is Liz. I would just like to say to the fans, hey, thank you for watching. Keep watching. That's what's going to keep these folks on the air. And as you know, it's like a dying breed. There used to be, you know, 2-3 times as many soaps on the air. So I love soaps. Everybody on our program loves soaps, and we know that the fans love the soaps too. So thanks for supporting them.
And remember that fans matter.
Fans matter.
Yep.
Yep. Tamara, anything for the fans?
Yes. I hope it's okay to mention this. Nathan Varney posted on Facebook that tomorrow's General Hospital is going to be preempted because of the air coverage for Muhammad Ali's funeral. And so it's going to be a repeat. It reads on his Facebook page, after much discussion, we all think the episode that was scheduled to air on Friday, June the 10th, is an important episode, and we want to make sure all General Hospital viewers get a chance to watch it without interruption. With that said, we'll be showing an encore episode on Friday, June the 10th, to both viewers in U.S. and Canada.
Thank you very much for saying that.
For the update. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And before we say goodnight, I'd like to alert you that to read your emails, because Pam sent us all an email. I'm not sure what it's about, but please read it and read it all through carefully. I know she sent it to everybody, and I know she was I know that she was listening, and I do wish that she would come and join us when she feels better. So, I am Take to Radio Crew. Tamara, we can find you where? On Twitter?
At Blake_Dupler. I said that.
Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, under
Tamara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And Miss Liz? Where can we find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, Ms. Elizabeth Longs.
And Carolyn?
BarefootBlonde5. And
okay.
Cassie Jackins on Facebook.
Thank you very much. I'm Take to Radio Crew, Dave Silvani on Facebook. Miss Pam is Take to Radio and Take to Radio Soaps and Review. And we all of us, thank you for joining us tonight. And hopefully we'll see you 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay. We'll be there, and appreciate Pam's hard work and dedication to keeping the soaps alive. She's a trooper.
She is.
Hope you're listening. Hope you're listening, Pam. Feel better.
Yes, feel better, Pam. We're thinking of you.
And everybody have a great weekend, and we'll
you
see
too.
You in 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.